Good morning, everybody. We will continue on this Monday morning with our morning devotionals. Please turn your attention to the book of Malachi, chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. And now, O priests, this command is for you. If you will not listen, if you will not take it to heart to give honor to my name, says the Lord of hosts, then I will send the curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Indeed, I have already cursed them, because you do not lay it to heart. Behold, I will rebuke your offspring and spread dung on your faces, the dung of your offerings, and you shall be taken away with it. So shall you know that I have sent this command to you, that my covenant with Levi may stand, says the Lord of hosts. My covenant with him was one of life and peace, and I gave them to him. It was a covenant of fear, and he feared me. He stood in awe of my name. True instruction was in his mouth, and no wrong was found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness, and he turned many from iniquity. For the lips of a priest should guard knowledge, and people should seek instruction from his mouth. For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. But you have turned aside from the way. You have caused many to stumble by your instruction. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, says the Lord of hosts. And so I make you despise and abase before all the people, inasmuch as you do not keep my ways, but show partiality in your instruction. Amen. Last week, Kevin gave an awesome intro on the book of Malachi and covered the first chapter. Just a quick recap, this book takes place 100 years after the exile. We see that Israelites, despite God's faithfulness, over and over again, seeing his provision, Israel still cannot remain faithful to God. So this book addresses the disputes that God and Israelites had. They had several disputes, and we'll cover through each of them with these devotionals. Today's passage is within the second dispute, where God tells them, "You Israelites, you despise me, and you're despising my temple by giving me tarnished sacrifices." Today, we are continuing on with the second half of this second dispute, where in chapter 2, we see that the rebuke is not only for the Israelites, but also for the priests who are passively allowing this to happen. The sin of the priests was not taking to heart their duties. They were simply having an outward religious sign, which resulted in empty actions instead of holy responsibilities. They were not taking heart to give honor to God's name. God's reaction here is so stark. He says he will curse them, curse their blessings, even describing spreading dung of the offering on their faces. That sounds pretty awful and gross to me, but let's keep on reading first. God compares these priests with Levi. God made a covenant with Levi, a promise that his descendants would be scattered in Israel, and thus the Levites eventually would become the priestly tribe amongst the people. And Levi had these qualities that made him a great example of what a priest should look like. So, yeah, there are seven things that we can see here. We see first that Levi feared God. He stood in awe of his name, of God's name. There was a reverence there. It says, verse 6, that true instruction was in his mouth. He had the law of God in his mouth. The next one is that there was no wrong found on his lips. Another translation of the Bible says injustice was not found on his lips. He also walked with God in peace and uprightness, or also known as equity. And he turned many away from iniquity. He was very knowledgeable in the word. He kept knowledge, and so that people should seek the law from his mouth. To summarize all of these different qualities that Levi exhibited, I can summarize those to two things. One, there is a reverence before God. There is a reverence of God's presence, reverence of God's name. And number two, there was a rootedness in the word of God. And to split that into two subcategories, one, there's knowledge of the word. The role of the priest was to know the word and to guard it and share it. The other side of the coin is living out the word, allowing the word of God to transform your character into godliness.
the priests in Malachi's time, they were not doing these things as highlighted by Levi. There were even consequences. Here you can see in verse 8 and 9 that they stumbled. Others were stumbling at the law. God accuses them of corrupting the covenant of Levi. Yet, despite all of this, God gives them another chance. I want to redirect our attention back to verse 1 to a very important word. God says, if you will not hear and if you will not take heart. This if, a very important word, if, gives them the chance to return to God in repentance and obedience. Although the Israelites were continuing to fail, although the priests were failing, God gave them a way to return to Him. Now let's contextualize this to our own lives. We have often failed just like these priests. Have you ever gone to Sunday service and gone through the motions of singing at church, listening to the sermon, and then just going back to your own life? Have you even ever served or done something for the church community with half-heartedness and with apathy? I think we can all agree we fall short before the glory of God. Yet, just like the priests, God gives us another chance to return and repent. This morning, let's take some time to reflect and come before God once again. In particular, let's focus on the two areas that Levi had exhibited and ask the Holy Spirit to grow those in our lives. Number one, again, reverence before God. Do we fear God? Do we honor His name? And number two, rootedness in the Word. Do we know the Word of God? Are we knowledgeable in it? What does God want to show me through His Word? And am I making time day to day to grow in my knowledge of the Word? Now, we cannot close the book on just knowledge alone. We must allow it to transform our lives. Does my life reflect the truth of the gospel? Do I allow the Word to shape my character? Do I rely on the voices of the world, or do I rely on the voice of God and what He says in His scriptures? Hopefully these questions can get our minds and hearts jogging as we ask the Holy Spirit to speak to us personally today. Let me close this with prayer. God, we acknowledge that just like the Israelites, we keep messing up and falling short of giving You the glory and worth that You deserve. Despite You showing us grace over and over again, we still turn away from You. Yet You, O God, always gives us another opportunity to repent and to return to You. Help us to revere Your presence. Help us to honor Your name and to come before You with reverence and respect. Help us to grow in our knowledge of the Word. Help us to make intentional time to spend time in the Word each day. Help us to allow the Word change and transform our character and our lives. Holy Spirit, we need Your help and guidance. Help us to be teachable and available to You as we earnestly seek to grow in these areas. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.